Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt the Bill and the Dumb Show to remind you to take care of your balls. Take care of your balls, take care of your beard, the whole nine yards, anything and everything with the fine folks over at Manscaped. The new Lawnmower 5.0 is absolutely spectacular. It is the ultimate bundle for the man who deserves it all. Manscaped's Performance Package 5.0 Ultra does everything, and the Lawnmower 5.0, the Ultra Body Trimmer, and the Weed Whacker 2.0 Nose and Ear Trimmer feature proprietary advanced skin-safe technology to protect your delicate presence. You cannot go wrong when you go Manscaped. Get 20% off and free shipping with promo code DUMB, DUMB at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code DUMB. Manscaped. Get your jingle balls ready for the holidays. Last week we started off and we started the show without you. So I just wanted to give you time if there's anything you want to air out in regards to Joseph, if there's anything that you want to discuss by
well, I mean, the only thing I'm going to say is that I think it was proven several times over that Joe has posted more than me this last calendar year. It's been proven, and it's by a wide margin, by the way.
Now, you think he's going to go with...
He's not going to apologize. He's already made that clear. He's made it clear. He said he's not going to apologize. What he's going to do, and I'm going to tell you, you're going to bring him in, you're going to address it, and will be his exact responses. He's going to include Twitter. He's going to include Instagram stories. He's going to throw all these other things to try and dilute the mind of you, the listener, and you, the watcher. I want you to know that. I'm predicting it now. So when it happens, I'm just going to be sitting here smiling, okay? So make sure you watch the YouTube. I'll just be sitting here with a smirk on my face with a great sweatshirt, by the way. This sweatshirt just speaks
great
volumes.
It's a great,
great sweatshirt. But anyway, sweatshirt aside, I'll be sitting here with a shit-eating grin on my face because he's not going to accept any responsibility for this. None. None whatsoever. He will twist this into whatever he's going to twist it into.
Just for the followers that didn't see for last week, Joe made a claim that he posts a lot less on Instagram than Mikey V. That Mikey V is constantly firing posts left and right, and that Mikey V would have more posts than him. Now we have Joey D in the waiting room, so let's bring in the big fella himself, the big slinger, ladies and gentlemen, the man, the myth. You heard about him, the needle mover, Vancouver, British Columbia's finest. Let's give a warm round of applause for the one, the only, that is Joseph D. Let's bring in Peter D to the chat today. Warm round of applause for Peter D.
And oh, a little double espresso, little double espresso.
Kid, yeah, good fit. Way to start the morning.
That is an espresso glass cup, is it not?
It is. Good eye, Mikey.
Yeah, 100%.
These things are next level.
Oh, they're great. I have the coffee, the full coffee glass mug. I love a glass mug. Big fan. And as everyone knows, I'm an expert on mugs.
Yep.
By the way, the level of participation in the mugs thing is...
Here we go.
I'm just saying it is... People are very proud of their mugs. Maybe more so than their children.
A lot of mugs.
I tell you, a lot of people, a lot of participants, some tremendous mugs. Everyone agrees.
Joseph, I was saying to Mikey prior that in regards to last week's discussion, in regards to the post, I did just want to give you the floor in regards to, of course, Mikey had somebody go and get the count.
I had somebody go and get the count.
Did you not have somebody go and get the count?
Yeah,
no,
somebody.
People
wrong with that.
People were volunteering the count, and then we said there was an argument.
Let's
Hold
be
on,
fair. Let me, Let's
he paid bone. He paid
this
bone.
Is the real. This is the real version of the story, right? The real version of the story is once the episode came out, you had followers, fans, subscribers, all the people we love sending a statistic, and to believe the statistic, it was discredited. A lot of those statistics were discredited. T-Bone said he would check it out. I said, if you check it out, I'll Venmo you $25 right now. Check it out. Whatever it was, $40, whatever.
I thought the number was 20.
It may
it was
have been
20 bucks.
But I'm just okay. Joseph, do you want to take the focus? I said to Mikey, I was surprised that you did have more. I was very surprised because I thought Bear's Hot Stove would carry him more.
I mean, I'll stand by my statement in the sense that he is much more active on social media than I am. You want to take one figure. Okay, in the post section, I will admit I had more posts. But if you're going to if you are going to quantify the amount of time that this young man below me here on the screen spends making stories, pinata farms, we want to talk about lives. We want to talk about, I mean, it's
so this,
it's,
so just so I'm getting this right. This is now evolving into a whole nother conversation.
My point when I said the post, and I was incorrect in the amount of posts, was that you are much more active in the sense that you are constantly on social media. And I think that if we were to actually, you know, assess that statement, I think it would still hold true, because we're looking at one measure here. We look at the whole realm.
We were only
the amount of time that the graphics that you're making, the posts that you're putting up, the stories, the pinata farms, the lives, the brotherhood only subscription stuff, which you didn't classify that as well. I think it's very, very lopsided, Mikey. And that's all I was trying to say. So in regards to the posts, I apologize. I was wrong about that. But you know what I was saying.
I didn't expect the apology. I'll take the apology.
It's good hand up accountability.
Yeah, it is. I will take the apology, and I will agree to 1,000% that across all platforms, for all intents and purposes, I do post more.
Yeah, that was what I was trying to get at. Now, when I said hard post, I had no idea how many I have put up.
Quite a few.
Well, you know, the thing is, too, some of those, unfortunately, are sponsors and their posts.
Not unfortunately. Fortunately.
Well, fortunately, you know, but I think, like, that does factor into some of the posts. That being said, you also have sponsors. So we do what we do. We both do it well. And I think we can leave it at that.
Hey, he's got to throw in. And, you know, you have sponsors also. He's got to throw. He's got to just.
I was saying it's a good thing.
Yes.
I'm not trying to make it sound like I'm sponsoring.
I mean, we share like two major sponsors together.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not trying to make it sound like, oh, I'm obviously you're sponsored as well. I'm not trying to. I'm saying we both do what we do well, I think, and we can leave it at that. I think that, if people want to go and spend time counting posts on their things, I'll find more things that they can measure and take time out of their, you know, less busy days to go do. I was shocked to see how much time people have on their hands, especially during the holidays.
No. Joe, don't go down that road, Joe.
Especially during the holidays.
Time, our listeners' time, our subscribers' time is very valuable. We know that our subscriber listener time is extremely valuable. And you know what? I think we should praise their enthusiasm to interact as much as possible with the show. I think it's fantastic when people get involved. It shows that they really actually care. And that's great.
Joe, put the dog next to you.
Yeah.
Just hold the dog up for a second. That is side by side.
So comfortable, though.
Look out. They look identical.
Yeah, it's a Bowser. He's a Bowser. He's 100% really Bowser.
He's
the most chill dog ever, too. He doesn't.
Yeah,
do
he is, bro.
He just sleeps and eats, and like he's so like he's awesome. He's like the opposite of me. He's so calm.
Does he ever like go crazy barking or anything? He doesn't seem like it.
Then once in a while he'll get like it's called like the zoomies, where he wants to play, and so he'll tap me, and I do this thing where I throw him on the bed, and he barks and he runs around and goes flying into the cushions and the pillows. But aside from that, he's 10 years old now. He's actually
he's
a senior citizen.
Yes. Let him rest.
Cats have a tendency to get the zoomies, and cats can really wig out as well. Which
cats
is
freak me out, man. I can't do the whole cat game.
Look,
it's a little bit much. I respect people who have cats. My sister has a bunch of cats.
I certainly.
I just think it's a little bit, man. You put them outside, they run away. They don't care about you, like in the sense that they
were very independent, very independent creature.
That I do respect about cats is you could go on a trip to Vegas for a week.
They're probably happy you left.
Yeah, I agree. They're Joey D has his hand.
I have a very fun little thing I'd like to say. If you, my
little
Mikey,
antidote,
Bob was an animal or a pet, what would Bob be? I like to like think about things like this because it makes
goldfish.
Me laugh.
A goldfish. I really think
God,
he would be a goldfish.
Damn, bro. Aren't they the dumbest animal on earth?
Well, no, the worst memory. The worst memory.
Oh, God. What is
that? We spoke about
bag.
The goldfish. Maybe perhaps, a graduated fish. Maybe like one of those Japanese fighter fishes.
The ones koi that can't fish?
Look in, they can't look into a mirror or they like explode or something. A koi. That's a luxury fish.
Yeah, Now Bobby's turned into a koi.
He's a koi.
What does that even mean?
A koi fish is worth a lot of money. It's very, very, oh, it's dude. Like a luxurious Jesus thing. Christ. But Bob, what do you think Bear Down would be if he was a pet or an animal?
Oh, fucking loyal dog, man.
Fucking rat.
A rat, Bob? Not even like I couldn't get gerbil or
some
or
type
hamster?
Of fucking rodent or
just
something.
Just a rodent. That's terrible. That's terrible.
Right. Okay, what am I? What am I? What
you're,
am I? What
you're, am I? You are literally that dog, but younger. I feel like he's like a 2-year-old version of like a terrier. Like he just was fucking very loyal, but batshit crazy.
To me,
yeah, that's true.
He's a ball. He's a ball.
But that's not a pet. Time, a ball.
The first time that Joe met my parents, it was at the Four Seasons. They came and they sat down. He got him a table. This guy comes over to the table to check how everything's doing and like say hello to them. The first 10 seconds of him meeting them,
oh, yeah,
he knocked over a glass. He goes, "Very nice to finally meet you." Glass,
yeah. That was tough, man.
Like, this guy's a bull in a giant job.
Yeah. Yeah. It was tough, but I did also take care of your family very you well always every did. Time they came in.
You always did, Joseph. How about
I would always roll out the red carpet anytime Bob came. Bob had more free meals in that fucking hotel than anyone I've ever known.
How about the 18 courser at Cut?
Oh, my God. The guy ate like a king.
Best meal my parents have ever had. Honest to God.
Yeah, it was sensational.
I almost got somebody fired because they figured out what he was doing for me on the checks. Did I not, Joe? Wasn't there a big issue?
Yeah, there was some issues, yeah.
Yeah.
We could go down that road now that I'm far removed from that industry, but...
Sure.
I mean, listen, if you're in my camp, I will go to war for you. I would... Mikey, if you came into the restaurant when I used to work there too, I would do the same thing
no,
for you
I know
and Holly.
I know.
I would roll out... My whole thing is if you were going to come in, I wanted to make it the best experience that you could ever fathom and really just like take care of you because it's a special thing, you know?
That's
and
the way it's supposed to be. I mean, anytime you're hosting, you know, one of your close friends, you always want to make go above and beyond. Always.
I'll tell you, the easiest person to host was Perez because he doesn't need anything. Yeah. We got him a shrimp cocktail. We called it a day and he went behind the pass, took a picture with Wolfgang.
That was a great picture.
It was a quick.
Yeah, interview. It was sensational.
Michael, special. Have you? I know Joe's aware of it, and I'm going to fight tooth and nail for this because the Brilliantly Dumb Show Fantasy Football League is coming to a close for the regular season. And what we agreed to do for content purposes was the person who came in dead last would have to do the classic Waffle House or IHOP challenge where 24 hours at a Waffle House or an IHOP, each pancake you eat deducts an hour. We were going to do the lemonade stand. I don't think the lemonade stand is good content. I think that would get old very fast. So we're going with that. I made it a point this year, all I could focus on, when I knew I wasn't going to make the playoffs, all I wanted to do would not be dead last. Now, with that being said, at the end of the regular season, I'm dead last.
Isn't Ticket dead last?
No, Ticket is now, but now it's me.
Okay.
What about Perez?
No, Perez is above me. I'm absolutely dead last. The thing is, though, I'm going to really fight for this, and it'll be a tough day for Ticket as the commish. There's a playoff consolation bracket.
Oh.
So man. In my eyes, it's not last until that playoff, including the people who are dead last for the consolation bracket. I feel that by the end of the year, who's ever actually last is last.
Well, Bob, if I could tell you something that I tell myself all the time, if you ain't first, you're already last.
Well, that besides the point, Joe, and I appreciate that.
I think it should be when the year, the league year officially closes, which is the week of the second to last week of the regular season, when the league year officially closes and the playoffs are done and everything is all said and done, it should just be whoever has the worst record, period, after everything.
Oh,
after
everything. That's not good for Bobby Boy.
Why? That includes the playoffs.
He's helping me, yeah.
Oh, you think the consolation should be in effect?
Until the league year is complete. The league year is not complete until a champion is crowned. I think that however the matchups go, it's the same thing. Like, you're supposed to have these loser brackets, the loser playoff bracket. That's supposed to be, you know, a thing of integrity because you got guys using the waiver wire still. Yeah. Like, you don't want to, you got to maintain that. Because you don't want shitty teams to drop players that the winning teams now are going to scoop up really good players. Like, there has to be, I think that should be, Bob. I think that should be. Whoever finishes worst record when the championship game is over is the worst team and should
get that means Bob's got new life now.
I think I should. I mean, we're gonna have to put a call into the ticket, but I know he's gonna fight me on it. I really don't. I mean, look, if I lose, I'm gonna do it. But
by the way,
I don't want
to
do it.
You know who's trending down to the point where I think he would end up being last?
Perez. That would be good for
content. He's on a skid, right? He's
lost. He said he lost the locker room 3 weeks ago, and he's lost every game. Yeah. He knows his team, man. I got to give him credit.
I want to call in the ticket for the final word, but I know he's going to fight me on it because he doesn't want to come last. With that being said, I agree, Mikey, in the sense of why even with the waiver wire, people would just give up. Why have the consolation bracket if it's not going to be if it's just going to end?
Yeah, I mean, those games you know, those games really should only count for reasons like this. Those games should count for reasons like this, or if there's some kind of payout structure that, you know, you have. But I think it should just be, if you're going to play and you still have availability to use the waiver wire, I think it should count.
We got the commission on the line. Ticket?
Wow.
Mr. Berger?
I think you know what I'm calling here today, pal.
I've got some inkling, sure.
We feel that the reason the consolation bracket is there in regards to fantasy, and I know I'll try to put you in a tough spot as the commish, the reason that it's there is you still got the waiver wire running. Why have it there if it's not going to be used? So we feel that consolation bracket needs to put in play. By we, I say me and Michael, because Joe's got his hand up, and I don't know why.
Well, nobody asked me how I felt.
How do you feel, Joseph?
I think it's end of the season. However you finish, you finish.
The regular season?
Well, yeah, but we didn't know there was a consolation bracket anyway. So
that's on the commish. That's on the commish. It's there.
But that was what we were under impression of all year. So why would it change now suddenly?
As who?
I'm just saying, I'm hoping you don't come last, Bob. But if it were me,
I don't.
I actually think Perez being last would be funnier. But that being said, I just think that we didn't know that this consolation bracket existed. So like this is like a get out of jail free card that we didn't know.
What did Ticket say?
I'll tell you how we did it last year, okay? I'll tell you a little something about this because the kids are rising up against the parents, and I don't like that very much. Last year, we came into the same issue with the consolation bracket, and we had a lot of angry participants. But the big difference between this year and last year is we had two divisions or conferences, if you will. We had a North and a South. Yeah. And that made things really sticky. So what we did was we got rid of that, and it's just 10 players, 1 through 10. And what we decided on in the beginning of the year, sorry if you weren't active in the chat leading up, but what we decided on is that if end of the year, if you come in last, that's just how it is. Now, there's a consolation bracket. If you guys want to throw $50 each in there and
play,
I'm absolutely not. But it's not about the money for
it's
Bob.
It's not about it. It has nothing to do.
Just saying, but for the punishment, what we agreed upon was that it's just the end. Whoever came in 10th at the end of that regular.
I don't
have that in writing, Tick.
I want to see that in writing because I don't ever. I think, Tick, if you showed me something that. If you showed me in writing that that's what we agreed upon, I'll happily head over to
I got news for you. Nobody's going to find that in writing.
You weren't very active in
there. Correct. I wasn't very active in the chat. That doesn't mean that I still can't see it in writing.
No, you absolutely can. And I'll find that document for you and I'll send it
right.
So how's this, Tick? If the document's found, fine. I'll wear it and I'll head over to IHOP. If it's not found, I think the consolation would be in play.
Yeah, but okay, so it's just then who just comes in last after the consolation?
Correct.
Well, no, it's Mike. I think if it's going to go in that direction, then it's got to be whoever has the worst record at the close of the league year, which the close of the league year would be the day after the championship game.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I know that we changed the conferences because people were upset that the guy who had the worst record into the year, who ends up in a consolation bracket, can still not come in last. And I remember Dickie Gass having a massive issue with that because
I got news for you. Dickie Gass has got massive issues with everything.
He does. Yeah.
He is the hardest guy to manage in a fantasy football pool. And tell by the way, he just takes shots at people. He went a yard bird yesterday or this morning for no reason.
No reason. You're right.
Yeah, about a loss to the Cowboys. And Dickie Gass isn't even a Cowboys fan.
Look, I love Dickie Gass. He's a ruthless motherfucker.
Yeah, he is. He is.
He really is. Now, Tick, I will say, we'll leave it at that, but I think you've done a tremendous job as the commissioner. I really do. But I would love nothing more than to see you at that Waffle House.
I know. You know what, Bob? If you had won yesterday, it would have been Perez. It would have been Perez, and we wouldn't even be talking about it.
You're right.
I mean, Bob, you could still technically beat me.
Oh, boy.
Come on, Joe.
That's a pot shot.
What's the word for that he does? He does that a lot.
Patronizing, passive aggressive.
I'm not. He's got Tua tonight, and you've got Hopkins.
You know
what? Not reverse mushing.
How many points is he down?
It's over.
I don't know if it's over.
Well, listen, if he got a quarterback going, it's
Tua has put up 30 points.
How many points is he down? If it's more than 40, you're being an asshole.
You know what Joey D's the king of too?
He's
you
down 39 does. Points.
Okay,
oh, but so I got guys.
It's over. Trust me, it's over. But you know what, Mikey?
I forgot I had guys going, Bob. Bob, was I not trying to be like uplifting all day yesterday?
You were classy about it. But you know what he'll do is he'll know that a player is not in your lineup. And if he sees that player score,
Oh,
Bob, Kyle Pitts just scored a touchdown. And then he's like, you didn't have him in?
I wasn't doing that, dude. You have Pat Pitts in your lineup. I didn't know you took him out.
I know. No, you're a good sport. Tick, I think you've done an awesome job as commissioner. With that being said, I would like to see the documents in order to proceed forward.
Sure, absolutely. I'll pick those and I'll put them in here, scumbags.
We love you, pal.
He's going to be digging through the archives for a while.
Man. I'm with Mikey. I do not think you are going to find that document. And you know what?
No.
You know who I would be the first person to talk to is Dickie Gass. He probably has it saved already so that he's got like records on file that if it ever happened, I'd probably go straight to him first.
You know, when Dickie Gass showed up to Mikey's in the cave and started rooting against everybody's bets, that's where it really hit me. It's like, this guy really does want to see the world burn.
Yeah.
He really does. I couldn't believe it. He was at Joe's neck. Now, that's like a classic rivalry, Joe and Dickie Gass.
It is. We had shots together. We had a good time together. I respect.
It doesn't mean you guys aren't amicable and friends. I mean,
I just can't believe how I am really for the boys, and he's really like for himself. And I just can't believe how ruthless he can be. I respect him. I think he's I don't have anything against him, and we actually had a good time together. But he said to me, he's like, why would you have someone else tell you what to pick? I'm like, because they're better than me. He's like, have the balls to make your own picks. I'm like, jeez.
Yeah, that was terrible. He's tough.
talk about a win at all costs type of guy.
That's
win at all costs. I mean, as soon as the Juan Soto trade happened for the Yankees, he was shitting all over the Juan Soto trade. Just absolute. Just say,
why?
Yeah, he's a glass half empty kind of guy.
Yeah. I mean,
what would it take for him just to be happy aside from him hitting a pony?
He would have to get Soto, Yamamoto, Shohei Ohtani all at the same time.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. At the same time, though, it is the Yankee. Like, even my dad tried to have an issue with the Soto trade.
Come on.
It's crazy.
He's one of the best guys in baseball. Yeah, how can that be a negative thing?
No, it can't be. It can't be.
The problem is, though, he does have the toughest agent maybe in the history of sports. So after that year is done, you are going to have to pay him a boatload. So if you're going to win, you better win now. Not to say that they won't get him back. I think they'll have the best chance to get him back. Folks, we interrupt the Brilliantly Dumb Show to let you know that the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by the fine folks over at AG1. I started taking AG1 for about a year and a half now. If you're a longtime listener, you know I'm a big AG1 guy. Gut health, my overall immune system, and just to add that extra spark of energy into my day-to-day, which everybody needs that day-to-day energy. I recommend AG1 to all my family and friends because it really does put me in the right mindset, and I know I'm taking the best finest ingredients, something that I could replace my multivitamin with, came from AG1. Just one scoop does it all for you. You can't go wrong. AG1 is the supplement I trust to provide the support my body needs daily, and that's why they've been a partner for so long. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and five free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/dumb. That's drinkag1.com/dumb. Check it out. But without further ado, fellas, let's move on with the program here. This is our buy or sell segment of the week. Joey D, what did you like that you saw? What did you not like that you saw? Buy or sell?
Well, it's interesting. We're talking about Juan Soto and the contracts, because that's my sell of the week this week, is going to be how outrageous that these baseball contracts have gotten. Shohei Ohtani, $700 million guaranteed. At what point is enough enough, man? In 10 years from now, are we going to be paying players $1 billion? Like, listen, I'm not shitting on Shohei. I'm not shitting on baseball. I know he's one of the best, if not the best player in the entire MLB.
He's the most unique player.
I understand that, Mikey, but it's just so outrageous. And here's the problem I have, not just about the money that they're forking out for this guy to swing a bat and throw a baseball. It's the fact that, like, you know, it's only going to come back to a select few teams. It's only going to go to the Dodgers, the Yankees, maybe the Mets, maybe like a select amount of teams.
There was a lot of the Toronto Blue Jay talk there for a minute.
But it didn't happen. My point is that it just comes down to a select few teams in the league that have the money to be able to afford these massive contracts. So if anything, it doesn't, like, the parity in baseball is not good. It's not good. And it's like the bottom feeders are always going to be the bottom feeders, and the better teams are always going to be the better teams. And a big reason is because of that cap and because of the amount of money that certain teams have that don't, others don't. I just think it's getting to the point now where it's just so much money. It's outrageous. And by the way, it's not just baseball contracts. It's across the board. It's just, you know how many people you could pay out for $700 million? You know, I mean, people, it's outrageous, man.
Yeah, I mean, the number was definitely outrageous. The number was definitely outrageous. But, you know, they look at it as you're getting an ace pitcher and you're getting a top of the lineup hitter. I mean, that's just an
impression. He can't pitch this season.
I was going to say that. I mean, he can't even pitch this year. But in terms of, I think baseball, I mean, listen, there's parity in baseball. You have a team like the Royals who made the run that they made. The Diamondbacks, I don't think anybody thought the Diamondbacks would be in the World Series this year. So, I mean, there's a chance, but your farm system has to be excellent, and you got to have one of those years as just an outlier.
The fact that there's so few teams that make the playoffs, Mikey, every year, it means that you have to have a great regular season.
You do.
And these teams that can't afford these big players, they're behind the eight ball right out of the gates. It's way harder for them to make it than, you know, and I know that we all support the Yankees and cheer for the Yankees, but the Yankees always have a significant edge in the fact that they can shell out money like this. They get players like this. And now we're seeing it with the Dodgers, and the Dodgers have been super elite the last 5-6 years as well. It's just, I don't know, man. I what I like about the NFL is that the NFL, anybody can beat anybody on any given day. And you have a team like the Texans, who somebody would have thought at the beginning of the year would barely have been on the bottom of the league, are in a position now where they could potentially even win the division or definitely make a wild card. It just makes it more fun and entertaining.
I don't necessarily disagree. I mean, I get it. I think the only thing I will say that baseball has definitely done right last year with them putting that pitch clock and then what they've done in extra innings to speed things up. They've done some good things with that, but I don't think you're wrong, Joe. I mean, I get it. There's only a select few teams that will really be in the hunt.
It's just so much money, man. It's just ridiculous.
Well, that's why nobody feels bad for the Yankees. You know, when me and Mikey complain about Yankees, feels bad.
That's right. They shouldn't. And you know why they shouldn't? Nobody should feel bad for a Yankee fan ever. We've had more success than any organization, professional sports team across all the major sports. So nobody's going to feel bad. But at the same time, as a sports fan, if you're a real sports fan, you want to win every year. Yankees haven't won now you know, in well over 10 years, they haven't won the big one. So for Yankee fans, I mean, this is a reason to rejoice and be excited. For Dodger fans, I mean, listen, a lot of people, I'm sure, hate the Dodgers, feel the same way about the Dodgers as they do about the Yankees. I'm sure it's very similar.
Yeah, I mean, who's going to beat the Dodgers?
They got Mookie Betts and Freeman and now Shohei. I mean, it's insane. It's insane what they're doing there.
I'll tell you, Mikey, the low point maybe as a Yankees fan was when we were walking in Manhattan just a few weeks ago and we saw on that billboard for ticket sales for 2022 Yankees tickets.
Yeah,
that was one of the craziest things. I mean, I've ever.
Yeah, that made no sense.
You gotta take care of the little things, man. The little things, you ignore them, they become big things eventually. That was sad to see. That's a sad state of affairs.
You know what I said to Ticket though, in regards to football, like me being a Jets fan, I don't envy Ticket as an Eagles fan having the target on his back and expecting to win, because he's at least setting himself up for heartbreak. Me and you, Michael, we go into NFL seasons.
Expect to lose every year.
We're expected to lose the war. We're looting for driving. I don't mind that. I would almost prefer that rather than being the favorite and just set you up for Harper.
Couple of big wins for the Jets and the Bears this week.
Come on.
That's all I want to say.
Zach Wilson looked like Joe Montana in that second.
Come on, we got to get off to Zach Wilson.
Garrett Wilson looked sensational. Put up a lot of points. Just a lot of points for your boy. A
lot of points.
It always comes back to who is giving back to Joe. It always comes back to that. Always comes back to who's doing well for Cutsy. See, he's turning beet red because he knows that's true. Yeah, give me a couple of big points for your boy.
Big win for the Jets.
Yes, absolutely.
And a big win for the Bears.
I'm going to sell this week if I could sell.
Sure.
I'm going to sell the Chiefs and this whole thing that happened yesterday against the Bills and their reactions. Mahomes and Andy Reid and his wife, Mahomes' wife. This team has benefited from bad officiating and bad calls for so long. Number one, Patrick Mahomes crying after the game and bitching at the officials the way.
Well, he's not bitching.
I thought he was mad at the officials. I thought he was pissed off. Excuse me. I thought he was pissed off at a coach or a teammate on the sideline, not the officials. That's one thing, you're heated on the field. But then the double down in the press conference, and then Andy Reid doubles down in the press conference. And then the wife puts out the video where she's got MVP over the referee's head and posts that on the internet.
Did
she
really?
Yeah, yeah. She can't help herself.
They can't help themselves.
And you know what? You're not fans. You're not fans. You guys are Mahomes and Reid. You're the leaders of that organization. It's not Brett Veach. It's not the owner. Those are the figurehead leaders of that organization, is Reid and Mahomes. And when you're doing stuff like that, and then on top of it, the viral video of him going up to Josh Allen at the end of the game, and I'm sure he said stuff before they caught that, but for him to say that was the most bullshit call I've ever seen to Josh Allen, I really hope, and I believe he must have, but I really hope that he said the right thing to Josh Allen, which should have been, hey, great game. Because Josh Allen did play a great game. The Bills deserve to win that game. The Chiefs are not the Chiefs of the last couple of years. And just to see, it was just gross.
Well, him and Josh are friends, so they're friends.
As are Cutsy.
I gotta, by the way, Josh took a shot at me yesterday. Josh. You gotta hear this. This was not good. It was not good, by the way.
I texted Josh after the game. And I said, put one on the board for the good guys. And
yeah, he snapped a terrible picture. I was so happy.
I went bad of a picture of you, Joe.
Apparently, I took
a picture of Joe with the thumbs up on my couch.
Read the response. Oh, it's bad. I got banged. And he's going to listen to this podcast. He knows that he banged me.
Josh texted me back. He goes, let's go, !! And then he puts, do we got to start calling Cutsy FP? My boy getting big.
No, he said FC. FC for Fat Cutsy.
Oh, that's what FC meant. I thought he meant to.
Yes. No, it's FC. By the way, I've been losing weight. And Mikey, this is a funny story.
I got to tell you, the P and the C are nowhere near each other on the QWERTY keyboard.
I thought that was a typo.
One is in Albuquerque, the other one's in Maine.
It's a bang job.
That was on purpose, yeah.
But by the way, the backdrop is I was wearing a shirt for the first time. It was a size large that I hadn't fitted into a size large shirt in forever. And I was actually feeling like, okay, you know what? Things are going the right way. No, right back to the bag.
I mean, you know, you're talking about.
I love Josh and Trevor.
We're talking about a professional athlete's standard of physical fitness is just a little bit different than still, the average Joe.
Hey, we can bring him on. I think he's still a little upset that we beat him in that three-man scramble. He's very competitive.
Me too. I think that's part of it. I think
I'd love to bring him on. I got a lot.
I also might be just fat as hell. Maybe that's the reality.
No,
you're looking extra jolly for the holidays.
Cutsy, vibes were so high. I was like, Cutsy, like he texted me back.
And I knew he banged me because Bob wouldn't tell me. Bob's like, oh, we got news from Josh. And then he read the text and went fucking like just super silent. I'm like, what did he say? And he just, I'm like, all right, just tell me. What did he say? Just get it out there. When Bob wants to like bang you with the news, but he's like somehow still like respectful enough to not do it. But he wanted to share it, and then
vibes
he went.
Were high. I didn't want to bang you there.
We had a sensational day.
Vibes were high, and then Josh just came.
By the way, Josh, we took the Bills.
Took the Bills. By the way, that's why I congratulated them. If I didn't take the Bills, I wouldn't have said congratulations.
Yeah. But Mahomes, going back to Mahomes, I get what you're saying, Mikey B. But he is a very competitive guy. I don't think he's a baby. And what I will say,
I didn't say he was a baby.
I know. I'm just saying that there's been multiple times I think in the past where he screwed up, where he does the whole hand up accountability and says, that's on me. I got to play better. I think he was just so frustrated because it was a big game and they've lost two in a row now. And
I'll tell you why he's frustrated, because his weapons outside of the running backs and outside of Travis Kelce and Travis Kelce's backup are not good.
It was very out of character from Mahomes. And then Mikey's right with the meetup with Josh in the middle of the field. I know they're close friends. It's like, you almost didn't really even say congratulations. Like to put that on Josh and then to keep that going in the press conference, I thought it was actually a little out of character for him away.
Yeah, but they didn't catch the first set of things that they said.
That's
was.
True.
And that's I think true. It, that's I think true.
He might have said, hey, good game, man. You played well. Who knows?
Fair.
Yeah, and I think Joe makes a good point also. Like, I think he is frustrated. And I think the reason he's frustrated is because I think he sees that this is not the team that he's had. This is not the way that the Chiefs have not looked like the Chiefs that we're used to seeing the entire season. They've had moments, but they have not been consistently the type of team that you expect out of them from recent years. So I think that is building frustration, and I think he just lost it. I think
they need Pacheco back in a bad way, man.
Pacheco's a dog. He's a dog.
You got banged, Joe. I thought he made a typo.
No, said FC.
I thought it was a typo.
We're back on this again, Bob. It was FC. He said, Cutsy's starting to look like FC.
By the way, Perez has taken more unnecessary ricochet shots throughout the week. Did you see the clip of Boomer and Gio banging
that, Mikey?
On the fan?
Of course, guys. I mean, Boomer and Gio is, you know, that's my territory. That's Perez. My WFAN is, you know, I grew up on WFAN.
They have mentioned Perez, and it's in fun humor. I mean, it's funny humor at all.
Perez yesterday takes a picture of Boomer and just gives the middle finger.
Boomer's a great guy, man.
But Boomer, they have come at Perez. It was like for a full week.
I think what has to happen is I'm going to call in. I'm going to call in tomorrow. I'm going to call in to Boomer and Gio. I'm going to call in. And I'm going to say, guys, you know, listen, out of respect, you know, I think you guys are going a little hard on my boy. I think you guys have made your point. You like the show. That's greatly appreciated. Any press is good press. That being said, take it easy on the big fella a little bit.
Well, we told Perez to call in, but he goes, the 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. slot's just not going to happen.
Well, that's the morning drive, and maybe he's not up for the morning drive.
That 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. slot, that's simply not happening. Imagine him calling in, though. They would take him on in a second.
For sure.
It would be sensational.
I'd like to hear Mikey call. My favorite moment of this entire podcast was when Jersey Jerry had to call in and make a claim that Gordon Hayward was a top 5 player in the NBA.
Oh,
and he had to last on Sports Talk Radio for over 45 seconds. That was one of my favorite things of all time. But I
lasted like a minute with Francesa the one time. Literally, like a full minute or over. Yeah. Because I told him about how the preseason NFL tickets, they made me pay for a ticket for Dom when he was like 18 months old.
You sent me
you
that.
Remember
clip.
That, Bob?
Yeah.
Didn't he lose his shit?
He was livid. Yeah, he was livid. He was livid. He's like, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. All right, what are you kidding me?
Francesa was the best.
Yeah, I mean, it really still is. Yeah. He tweets, his Twitter's unbelievable too.
Yeah, real good stuff. If if you could play just a bit of the clip with Boomer and Gio just completely banging Perez.
There's a new guy that I just got involved with named Fat Perez.
Fat Perez.
And Fat Perez is like a 2 handicap.
Okay.
And he looks like Pat Perez the golfer, but he's much larger than Pat Perez the golfer.
See how fat Fat Perez is.
And he's great at golf, and then when he sinks a birdie, he does this Euro step thing to a layup.
Is that him right there?
Yeah, that's him.
Oh my God, he is huge.
Yeah. And he says that every day that he lives is the fattest day of his life.
And when they said, they were like, oh man, he's huge. And
he goes, oh my God. he's like, let me look this guy up. He goes, oh my God, he's huge.
Yeah, it was a top clip.
Well, Ticket might not be able to get that clip. He's going to be looking through the archives for
he's
going to
get
text.
A new clip. He's going to get a new clip.
Yeah, oh man,
when I call in this week and I call Boomer to the carpet for it, he's going to get a new clip.
By the
way, you got to record it.
From the time that Ticket got off the call, he has been looking for that text, and I haven't gotten a damn thing. He's not finding that text.
No, I said there's no chance he's going to find it.
There's no way.
I got to be honest, just being 100% honest, I do not remember seeing that.
I don't either.
I have a good memory.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
You not knowing makes me feel really good.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. All right. My buy or sell, I'm going to go with the buy. I think this guy gets scrutinized so unfairly because of the team that he plays on, and he's in the MVP conversation. He's such
a classy
guy, and he's so likable. He's been so good. Dak Prescott, I'm buying. He to me is one of the most likable quarterbacks in the NFL, but because he plays on the Cowboys, he takes so much shit. I think
he has been tough in the playoffs, though.
I know. And you know what? By the way, I think he's going to get banged again in the playoffs because if the Eagles end up getting that bye, they're probably not going to win the division. The Cowboys won't. So they're going to have to be in the wild card. You got to go through Philly at some point. You'll probably have to go through San Fran.
Well, there's a world where they could get the second seed, Bob.
Yeah, but they got to play Buffalo next weekend in Buffalo.
That's a great game.
Won't be easy.
By the way, I am so over the here we go.
I love that.
They talk about it. Like, Collinsworth couldn't stop about it.
They over it. But I do like it. I like it a lot, but they do talk about it too much. But I do like it. I want to go on record. I like it a lot, actually.
Why do you like it a lot, Michael?
I just like it. I like a unique cadence like that. I do.
I've scrolled down to where we did the draft.
Okay, did you do that?
Yeah, Joe, in the middle of the podcast.
You know how deep of a dive that is?
Ticket just said, Tuesday, September 5th at 7:49 a.m., Ticket writes, let's come up with the punishment for last and second to last before the draft tonight. Let's lock something in.
Okay. That's all you're going to find. You're not going to find anything about when that ended to count what record. You're not going
to
find.
Dickie Gass was the first person to respond. Last place should have to caddy for winner in women's golf attire.
That's actually pretty funny.
Sick fuck, man.
He is, but that's pretty funny, though.
Sick fuck.
I'll be able to find it. I can help Tick.
I don't think you're going to find it. Mikey doesn't remember it. I feel really good about it.
Unless it's doctored. I hope something doctored doesn't come up, and I'm not going to question Ticket's integrity. I don't think he would ever stoop to that level. But I don't recall anything about addressing at what point in the season the records count as final. I don't remember that.
They have to address, like, what do they have to say? Do they have to talk about
the I think there was probably an assumption that when the regular season ended, if you didn't make the playoffs and you had the worst record, I'm assuming that they meant that that was it. And
yes.
That was the loser.
By the way,
Bob doesn't agree, obviously.
As much as I don't want to do that challenge, and I will, but that would really suck.
Yeah, you're going to have a tough time with that, bro.
It will really suck. I don't think I'm out of line with this playoff console. I don't think it's a wild claim that I'm making. If that consolation's there, we should do it. What are you looking at, Joseph?
Ticket wrote, because we talked about Lemonade Stand. We also talked about doing a 5-minute stand-up bit. And Ticket writes, Lemonade Stand or stand-up, let's lock something in so Dick can't complain that it happened after the draft. This is actually entertaining.
Ticket was hard when he needed to be. Ticket did a great job. Now, this
Ticket's a good commissioner. He's fair.
He is.
He may put this to a league vote. Maybe he puts this to a league vote.
Wow.
Could go to a league vote.
I think that'd be disgusting if he does that. And you know what?
Would prefer him to make a rule in a more non-democratic way and just say this is what it is.
Putting it to a vote is as democratic.
So even if it goes against you, Bob?
Putting it to a vote is as democratic as you can be.
That's what I'm saying. But Bob's saying he would be disgusted.
Bob doesn't want
it to a league vote.
I think if that playoff constellation is there, that's the ending final result.
If it's there, you won't. If it's there, it's a non-conversation. But you said if it goes to a league vote, you'd be disgusted. But I'm saying, what if he put it to a league vote if it's not there? If he's like, listen, I can't find that. But if you want to argue for the consolation bracket to count,
that is
rather than
fair.
Making a final ruling myself, I'll put it to a league vote.
I think that's a loss for me. I really do.
Most likely it is.
It really is.
Most likely
that constellation's
it is.
There. I think it needs to stay there. I really do.
Yeah.
How do you feel, Joseph?
I think he might have to put it to a vote, Bob.
I think he's done a whole job as the commissioner.
Because here's the thing.
I really do.
Here's the thing, though, Bob. It could end up banging Perez.
Good.
It could end up banging possibly Jet or Teddy.
Better. What better content is there than to watch Jet have to go to a fucking Waffle House and eat 24 pancakes?
But my point is that those guys are not going to want to. So they would be up in arms. So they would want to vote, probably. You might get banged here, Bob.
I think Ticket's done a horrible job. This should have been on the table, man. That's a big part of it.
He probably didn't look at the league playoff bracket to see the constellation that it was in place.
He had no idea.
It is crazy how you think your fantasy league, and I'm speaking in general to everybody out there who plays fantasy football, probably understand what I'm saying. No matter how buttoned up you think your league is every year, and you've done it how many years continually, there's always something that happens that you're like, this scenario has not played out before and we need to figure it out. That actually amazes me, because every year in every league, there's always something that happens that's so controversial. I remember a couple of years ago, the Taysom Hill shit. Should he be allowed to be a tight end? Is he a quarterback? Like, there's always something stupid that slips through the cracks and it wasn't addressed. And now it turns into this. So we'll see. I don't think he'll find that document, though.
There is no benefit in being a commissioner of a fantasy football.
No, none. Miserable job. That's why I stopped.
It's a terrible position to be in.
Yep.
Yeah. I trust me, I couldn't do it. That's for damn sure.
Well, that goes without saying.
Needless to say, no disrespect.
No disrespect. I am a goldfish after all, so tough to have a goldfish run the league.
I mean, you're not a cat, you know.
You're gonna call them a guinea pig.
Yeah.
I'll take goldfish. All right, buy or sell. Michael, we head over to you.
I already sold.
You sure did.
Yeah.
Goldfish.
We're on to the top five.
Goldfish personified there, Mikey.
I'm not saying. That's bad, Bob.
Oh my God, that's.
And what was last week? Remember last week? What was you saying, Joe?
Well, last week was tough.
We're going to our Q&A section of the show, ladies and gentlemen. Q&A.
What did you sell?
He sold the Chiefs. Huh? The Mahomes.
We talked about Mahomes and Reed.
Wow, that's a tough. That's a damn man. That's a really tough look, really man. Tough sequence there. All right, fellas. Let's go to our top five. This week's top five in the holiday spirit is going to be top five Christmas songs. I came up with this top five, Mikey V, added to it that you have to have who it's by. Because a lot of these Christmas songs.
Generic.
You don't know who it's coming from, who sung it first. So you should specify who it's by. And with that being said, Joey D, you're going to start us off. Joey D's also got his hand up.
For the viewers and the people who are listening, I actually have the playlist so I can play a little excerpt of the song so that people understand what the song is that I'm giving.
With all due respect, Joe, I don't think that's necessary. I do. I appreciate that, and I appreciate you
being. Some people might not know the song, though. It's going to be hard for them to rate the top five.
I also worry about for YouTube if they'll bang us on AdSense in that regard as well.
Yeah, could be. Yeah, a little copyright. A little
copyright issues. I appreciate
it. Well, if you play just a snippet, they can't copyright. I think
we play it safe.
Joe, you know what's funny? I actually had the idea of maybe following up when the week goes on and they put the top five out. I was maybe going to do like something with the stories and put out, because you know I love the story post. That's been well established here.
Yes.
I might put up my top five in order with the song. In the background.
Yeah, I just think that if people listen to the song. If
you
do it
here, though, Bob is right, though. You may get fucked by YouTube. They may take that down because of the music.
Well, all I'm saying is that this one, because it's an audio, you can't put, like, when people normally look at the top five list, they can see the graphic, but the graphic
why,
now.
But that's why it's critical we put out maybe the story.
I agree. There's got to be some kind of way that we can let people listen to what the songs are.
Well, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do that for mine.
Well, that's a heady heads up play.
Now, Bob maybe. Is not going to do that for him.
Absolutely,
you could make sure of that. That's not going
to
happen.
I hope he's got all the easy songs to know, because otherwise he's banging himself. All right, boys, I'm gonna lead us off with arguably the most notoriously well-known song in the last decade or so Christmas.
Oh, no.
I gotta include it. It's synonymous with Christmas. I know you guys, Mikey's gonna hate it, but I think it needs to be there. I think it Mariah deserves Carey. To be on this list. It's All I Want for Christmas Is You, Mariah Carey, and you know what? I think it deserves to be. It's at the bottom of the list, but I think it deserves to be mentioned.
By the way, what's the issue with that?
It's you know, she's been resting on that laurel for a long time with that song, and
it's
you
like
know
McDonald's,
what?
McDonald's is like but McDonald's with the Big Mac.
You can't hold that against her. She came out with the song.
I'm not. It's on my list. It's on the top five.
But that song has been like memed to death. Like, you know, Christmas is here when you hear this song.
Yeah.
It's over and over.
It's been made a mockery of.
I feel
it is a great song in the sense that, like, if you'd never heard about it. The first time you hear it, you're like, oh, that's a catchy tune.
By She's Bob's reaction, it may be number one on his list.
Oh, my God. Very well be. He might not even have to. Hey, Mikey, he might even have to put a story up because he's already lost. If that's
To me, it's disgusting that you're going to hold that against Mariah for her.
I'm not holding it against her, but I'm just saying it's just I don't know, man. It's just it's been – oh, you know how much money she's making on that song,
Bob?
Oh,
my God.
By the way,
the royalties.
She took
the
my royalties. Table at Rayo's a few weeks ago.
What?
Wow.
The table at Rayo's, yeah.
Well, that's all the more
friend of the program, Mariah
royalties.
Carey.
All the royalties. So many
all
royalties.
The syndications.
All right, number four, I have a classic. This is another female singer, Brenda Lee, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Great song, Joe.
Classic song.
Great song.
Really gets you in the mood. It's just a great song all around. I think it deserves to be there. That's my number four. Bob has no idea who that song is, but that's why I wanted to.
Wait, leave me out of this. That's unnecessary.
Am I wrong?
Let's go ahead with your list.
Am I wrong?
No clue.
Number four, I have Dean Martin, Let It Snow. Absolutely classic song. And by the way, who doesn't like a little snow over the holidays? A little white, you know, a little white Christmas. It goes a long way. Mm-hmm. Number two now, this song, number two, number one, were hard for me to decipher which one would be one or two, because in my eyes, they could both be number one. And number two, I have It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year, Andy Williams.
Yeah.
I think it's a sensational song. I remember that listening to it in watching Home Alone 2 when Kevin McAllister's in New York. He goes into the limo. He's got the pizza. The tree lights up. It just feels like Christmas. That's my number two song. And number one, I'm going to go with a fellow Canadian, Michael Bublé, and his syndication on It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. I think it's a wonderful song. I think it's done elegantly. I think it's classy. I think it's sensational. And I think it deserves to be in the number one slot. That's my number one song, Christmas. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Michael, any issues with that list?
I listen, mine is a little, no, really. I thought it was a good mix of old and new, Bublé being new. I'm not a Bublé guy. I recognize that he's good. I do. I think he's vocally. He's
Why
good.
Are
I
you just, not a Bublé guy? What
I just, him? So my list, I think my list is just very old. I think there's just very old songs. So
that's fine. I have nothing against that.
It's not like I'm against the Bublé play. I'm not. I get it.
My only concern for Bublé, because he's so talented. Like, my brother loves Michael Bublé. He's almost getting himself into just a Christmas guy.
little bit of a niche problem there.
Yeah,
no, I disagree. That. Just because he's so good, his voice is so classic, and just it's soothing that when he does the renditions of these Christmas songs, it's better than the originals. That his Christmas album is arguably one of the best you can find. So, but Bob, he's awesome.
I think what he just may need to do is just take a Christmas off. Just take one off.
Hey, tell that to Mariah.
Take it easy. Relax this year. We got it. Yeah.
All right. I'd like to hear Mikey's list.
All right. Number five. Now, I went with personal favorites. These are my top five absolute personal favorites. So maybe not the most popular, but number five, I have Marshmallow World, Dean Martin, Sinatra.
Oh, particular it's a version. Marshmallow World.
If you have a chance, YouTube 1977 Dean Martin live from his live show. That rendition is the rendition I'm talking about. It's actually unbelievable when you watch it. Just two guys who lived in the greatest era ever and had probably a better time than anybody of all time. Number four, That Spirit of Christmas, Ray Charles. This song, if you don't know it, but you know Christmas Vacation, National Lampoon's,
yeah.
When Clark is watching the family videos when he gets caught in the attic, that's the song in the background. I think it's an absolute banger, that song. That song is
great. That is a good song, actually.
Great song. Number three, Frosty the Snowman by the Ronettes. The version comes from
the Ronettes are great.
Popular version in Goodfellas. When they walk into the bar after
Frosty the Snowman,
they do the Latanza heist in Goodfellas. I think it would really gain mega popularity.
The Ronettes also had the Sleigh Ride song, which is really good.
The Ronettes Christmas album is unfucking believable.
I might have to get that. That's awesome. Out.
Frosty the Snowman.
Every time you do a top five, Mikey, at some point in that top five, that Mel Kiper starts to come out. I heard a bit of that Mel Kiper at three.
Oh, yeah, you gotta love the Ron. That's at the three spot there. Number two, Christmas, Baby Please Come Home, Darlene Love.
Oh yeah,
I think that is a classic. What?
No. I like it.
Bob actually knew a song. He knew it.
Yeah, okay. Baby, please come home. I mean, that is just tremendous. And then number one for me, this is my favorite Christmas song of all time. There's a lot of meaning to it for me behind it. It was my dad's favorite Christmas song, so I automatically kind of inherited it like my shitty NFL football team. David Bowie and Bing Crosby, the little drummer boy. That version of that song to me is one of the – it is a classic Christmas song.
I don't know that version.
Absolute Joe, it is so good. I'll send it to you after the show. Little Drummer Boy, David Bowie, Bing Crosby. It was actually like a Christmas little TV special, and they did that, and it's spectacular.
That's a big time collab.
Spectacular. Yeah.
Okay. I Joe Danny issues there.
No, I think it's I need to hear. I know the Little Drummer Boy, the song. I don't know if I probably have heard that rendition. Don't remember.
You have.
But I think it's a classic. Some of the songs in there are really good. Ronettes, by the way, I gotta download that
Ronettes
that Christmas
so
album. I might be playing that later today.
Yeah, it's a good one.
So I had a mix. I got a couple of what you guys got into, but it's a little bit of a twist. I had It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas with Michael Bublé at five.
Okay.
I wouldn't put him above that, but I did have him at five. I'm very Mariah Carey heavy. I really.
Oh. What do you mean, Mariah Carey heavy? Like multiple Mariah Carey songs?
Oh yeah. Four. I got Underneath the Tree by Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, that's not bad.
Come on, Mikey. It's a great.
I never heard it.
It's a great tune. All right.
I never heard it. I gotta listen to it.
Your list.
It is the fence. By the way, it's right here under.
Don't do it, Joe.
On the list, on the Christmas list, it's under. What do you mean? Don't do it.
For the copyright reasons, for AdSense. You got to respect the AdSense, the song. Yo. Got to keep the lights on in the place here, man.
Yeah. That HVAC, you got to keep it pumping. Those are nice vents.
I got Last Christmas, and I had to look up who it was by.
Wham. That's a great
gave
one. I'm all for that. That's your best play thus far.
Did you have that in yours?
I did not, but it was in consideration. That's a great play.
Yeah,
great
I had play. To look up who that was by because I didn't know who was by, but I had it at three. And then number two, this is where Mariah makes her move. I got Christmas Baby, Please Come Home, Mariah Carey.
Not the Darlene Love version, the Mariah Carey version.
I don't know a whole lot about Darlene Love. I know Mariah sings it great.
I know Darlene Love's the original.
Darlene Love is actually Jordan Love's great grandma.
Is it really?
No, it's not.
I fucking fell into that one hook line.
No, I was waiting for Bob. You jumped the shark on that, Joe. I was waiting for Bob to be like,
and with Christmas songs more than anything, that's got to, although Darlene probably gave the approval, the rights to do it, it's got to bother her that this new generation comes in like myself and don't even know who Darlene Love is. And Mariah gets all the credit.
Hey, Bob, she's still making royalties. She's okay.
Hey, Darlene, don't worry about it. I won't forget. I won't forget.
And then I got number one. All I want for Christmas is you, Mariah Carey.
Oh,
You're going to take. Listen, not from me. I'm just saying. I think you're going to take a lot of flack for it.
Maybe there's the classic Bob supporters who'll be like, "No, Bob, stay true to his roots. He really made a great pick."
You're starting to see now, Joe, how it works.
Right? Yeah.
Well, but there's a split. There's a people who will crucify him, and then there's a people who will have his back no matter what he does.
Bob could say number one Christmas song is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer by Metallica, and people would be like, "Oh yeah, great version.
Way tremendous. To stay original."
Yeah.
I actually had Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer in my honorable mention.
There you go.
By Metallica.
That's a fair play.
Yeah. We'll see how that works. Joey D, what do you got?
Let me see here. Where's my honorable mention? Jingle Bell Rock by Bobby Helms is my honorable mention.
Great one. Sure. I'm going to actually give it to a band that I've seen, and they're awesome. Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Oh, Come All Ye Faithful, Oh Holy Night. I mean, that is a wild concert to go.
I was going to say cinematic. It's not cinematic. It's like a major orchestra, but
electric guitar, like
it's hard, awesome.
It's insane. It's insane. Really cool.
Tell you what, fellas.
Good show.
I thought it was a real solid episode.
Good show.
I really do. I enjoyed it.
You forgot half of it, but
I think we got a good holiday season headed in. I'm excited about what's to come. Happy holidays from our families to yours over here at the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Like, comment, subscribe to the show. We love you. We appreciate you. We'll see you next time, The Brilliantly Dumb Show.